central world for the Athenians would have meant not just the Persian Empire, but other competing Greek city-states, and above all, Sparta, with whom Athens was frequently at war. The struggle against the centaurs that we see in the Metops becomes an emblem of the perpetual battle that for the Athenians every civilized state has to fight. Rational man has to keep struggling against brute irrationality. Dehumanizing your enemy like this takes you down a dangerous path, but is a magnificent rallying call if you're waging war. If chaos is to be kept at bay, so the message goes, reason will have to fight unreason again and again. But I chose this particular sculpture because it gives us the bitter insight that in the short term, reason does not always prevail. The defense of the rationally ordered state will cost some of its citizens their lives. And yet, and this is why this sculpture is such a supreme achievement, the dying human body is shown with such pathos, the fierce struggle depicted with such balance, that the victory goes not to the strutting half-beast, but to the Athenian artist, who can turn conflict into beauty. In the long run of things, this sculpture seems to say, intellect and reason alone can create things that endure. The victory is not just political, it's artistic and intellectual. This is all very high-minded stuff, but what did the Parthenon look like if you came from one of the other Greek cities?